Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading according to Genesis chapter 2, 7 and following. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and the good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is one that flowed around the whole land of Halava, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but for the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Join me for the catechetical review, the Lord's Prayer, the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 6, 19 and following. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members to slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ through Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 8. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, how can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, how many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 191. I believe in one God, the Father seated. Children, I'd like for you to come down front and join me. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing on this bright, sunshiny day? Okay, good. So, do any of you guys, you ever heard this word before? Do you know what the hangries are? You ever heard of the hangries?
Hungry and angry.
Yeah. Yeah. So, when you get hungry, when you're getting really hungry, do you find yourself, you start to get kind of grumpy about it when you're really hungry? Yeah, do you? Yeah. I certainly get that way when I got to eat, and when I'm late for a meal or something, I start to feel that way a little bit, and I got to eat. And they talk about blood sugar and all that kind of stuff, and your blood sugar drops and things like that. Well, you know, in our gospel reading today, Jesus fed these 4,000 people. Now think about this. They had been with him. The gospel reading tells us that they had been with him for 3 days, and they had nothing to eat, Mark tells us. Can you think about that for a minute? Can you guys think what that would be like if you were somewhere and you didn't have anything to eat for 3 days? I bet you some of those people, then their stomachs were probably making all kinds of noise, and they were getting pretty hungry. And you know what Jesus did? Jesus said this. He said, I have compassion on these people because they've been with me all this time and they have nothing to eat. And you know what he did? So in the story, he took those few loaves of bread and those few fishes, and he blessed it and he gave thanks like we do, right? We give God thanks every time that we receive our meals and that we have our food to eat, because he provides this for us and he takes care of us. So he broke the bread, he gave thanks, and he distributed, that is, he gave all of that bread to all those hungry people there, those 4,000 people. And they ate, Mark tells us, and they were satisfied. You know what satisfied is? Yeah, and you sit back and you eat a meal and you go, oh man, that was great. I'm so full. You want some ice cream right now? No, give me a little bit of time. I need to let this settle, right? Yeah, they were full and they were satisfied, it says. In the same way that Jesus provided for us on the cross and he gave of himself and he died because he loved us so much and he had compassion on you and I that he died for our sins on the cross. You know what? He cares for us in our bodily needs and those things. And we're told this in the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer that we read this morning, that he provides for us and he gives us all of the things that we need to support our body in this life. And so when we need food and we need rest and all of these things and your clothing and all of these things, God provides this. God provides this for you. Well, so we know that he takes care of us and he provides for us everything that we have need of, including the food as we talked about here in the gospel today. Well, shall we give the Lord thanks this morning for that? Let's pray together. You guys can repeat after me. Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
That you provide everything.
That you provide everything.
That we need. In this life. To support our bodies. Like food and drink. We thank you also, Lord. That you had great compassion. On us. And that you gave yourself.
On your bloody cross,
so that we could truly know forgiveness of sins and eternal life gifted to us in our baptisms. Amen. All right, thanks guys for coming up. You can head back to your seats. We continue now with our sermon here. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hear the word of the Lord this morning, found in Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Have you ever been so engrossed in something and gotten so busy in whatever it is that you're doing, something that you really enjoy, you really like, that before long you've realized that you've forgotten to eat? For some of us, this can come in the form of a hobby. Maybe for some of you, it's something as simple as sitting with a good book in one of your favorite chairs and getting lost for hours reading and all of those kind of things. Others, it may be riding through, taking your motorcycle on a ride through the hills, or better yet, on an iron butt where you go riding for hours on end, a thousand miles or something like that. You can get lost when you're doing that and just let yourself go. Maybe for some of us, the younger folks in here, it's about gaming, right? You can sit in front of the TV with your Xbox or whatever it is, and you're gaming, and before you know it, so much time has passed until one of your parents tells you it's time to eat. And we can forget, as we're doing these things, that we need to eat. Well, you get the idea. You can find yourself seemingly like in a time warp. And when we look at the gospel today, in this desolate area with these folks that Jesus had been with for some time, and here these people had found themselves so captivated with his words and teaching. This was a period of 3 days, mind you, that probably for many of them, I would imagine, as they're hearing the words of God spoken to them, that they too found themselves in a time warp, and it was easy just to forget about all of these other needs of the body and things like that. But now at this point, we see in the gospel where Jesus recognizes that this is a situation that could potentially get out of hand very quickly. For these people needed something to eat. I was just thinking, too, having recently been at the Higher Things Conference with nearly 1,000 teens and preteens there, what that would have been like, because that was a period of about 3 days. And thinking about those kids not having something to eat for 3 days, that's just no bueno. That's not something that you would do to kids like that. And if you've seen, I know many of you have seen how teens eat and the amount of food they consume, seemingly just hours on end, they never stop eating. Well, that would be a situation that could have quickly gotten out of hand as well. Now, back to our gospel today, though, we have to keep in mind here that not far from where this is taking place in our reading today, not far from this area, not that long ago, Mark had recorded where Jesus had fed the 5,000. Now, when we look at that, we think to ourselves, surely the disciples would recall, they would know that Jesus had supplied that multitude with food, so he would also do the same here for these poor souls. He would take care of them, right? Well, as we see in the Gospels, Jesus is using every moment with his disciples to teach. In their 2.5, roughly 3 years of seminary training, he's catechizing them constantly. Jesus has compassion on these people here. And because of his compassion, it moves him to action. He remarks that he cannot send them away, for they might faint because they are so weak from hunger. And with these words, he is testing his disciples once again. Mark records their response, and this is what they say. How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? They say. Seems like They have a very short memory. They're only looking with eyes of fallen sinners rather than with eyes of faith that trust in the Lord in all things, that He will richly supply all they have need of, including food for the body. Isn't it great, though, how Jesus starts this conversation off with the disciples by saying He has compassion on them? Jesus, the Son of God, He's been feeding them with the bread of heaven through His teaching and catechesis, but He does not overlook the fact that these people need something to eat. They need nourishment for their bodies. As I said earlier, this could have quickly turned into a crisis. But He loves, He cares, He has compassion on His creation in such a way that He also supplies us with everything that we have need of to support this body and life. We are reminded of that in the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer that we read here together today, where we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We also find this in the first article of the Creed, where we're reminded that He gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all I need to support this body and life. He cares, He loves, and He gives, and He has compassion on every part of us, every part of our being. You know, but you and I, we can get so easily caught up in situations that we see around us. For like the disciples here, we see with sinful eyes the temporal around us, the things that will not always be. Oftentimes we feel the need because of that to take matters into our own hands. We sense that God doesn't hear our prayers, He doesn't care about even the smallest thing with us. We, like the disciples, will ask the Lord a similar question in doubt. We may find ourselves in a crisis, something that seems hopeless. There seems to be no way out. We find ourselves in a desolate place. And getting to what you need seems so far off, and you may collapse before you get there. But dear Christian, take heart. As Jesus had compassion on this multitude, so He has compassion on you. He cares for you. This same Jesus who was so moved by the compassion He had on this world that He gave His own life for you and I, that we will never hunger or thirst again. For now He feeds us with His own body and blood, which we'll partake of again in this meal today. This is the same Jesus for you who knows your every need. When you petition Him for your daily bread, He does not forsake you. He provides for you. The same Jesus who died on the cross for your sins so that you may have eternal life is the same one who also knows everything that you have need of. And He promises this in His word. You and I, in our sinful nature, we struggle with trust, with trusting in God and all His promises for us. Our old sinful Adam, it does not want to look with eyes of faith. It wants to look and see the eyes of the circumstances that surround us. Eyes like Peter, for example, when he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to see the wind and the waves as he began to sink in fear as he was walking on the water. And when we find ourselves doing this, we cry out, we repent as Peter did, and we say, "Lord, save me." And He does. This Lord saved you and has forgiven you your sins, cares about every little thing about you. He tells us that every hair on our head is numbered. And if He cares about the sparrows and the lilies of the field, how much more does He care for you, the crown of His creation, O you of little faith? While in distress and affliction and persecution and famine, we know that He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is what the merciful God of all creation does. So instead of responding in doubt or fear, may you continue to be strengthened in him in every circumstance, knowing that he will provide every need for you, even in that seemingly desolate place where there is no bread. For he is the bread of life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.